There have been a lot of ups and a few downs. The downs, when I was having them, seemed like they were really important.
Oh, oh wow.
I love
so good.
It.
Does that look good?
Yeah, that's great.
Oh my goodness.
Of course. Going into the negatives, there were a few. I can't lie. From the very beginning, there was pain involved. I slept a lot. I did feel nauseous for a while. I did not feel myself. I did have some bruising, actually. That was a lot of work. And I didn't like the way I looked. I looked tired. I felt tired. I felt like, I just want to sleep. And then as that initial surgery pain went away, then I started biting the insides of my cheeks. And let me tell you, zirconia teeth going through skin is a real deal. It goes through with no problem. And it hurts. It just hurts. Bite my tongue. It almost seemed like I had too many teeth in my mouth. I thought, these are too big, but they weren't. It's because I had lost so many of my natural teeth that my mouth actually became smaller. I believe that at one point, the doctor who did my surgery told me that your tongue actually conforms to how many teeth you have in your mouth. And so my tongue had become very lazy and very large. And once I got these teeth, it had to straighten up. It's kind of like a workout in your mouth. Your tongue had to get used to all of that in your mouth and get used to the fact that there was not as much room for it to be lazy in. So eventually my tongue learned how to act. I learned how to take food into my mouth. I learned how to chew in a different way. And it didn't take a long time. It's just that those few times when I did bite the inside of my cheek, there was a little blood, but it didn't last long. The funniest part, and I will say funny because I never thought I would ever lisp. I never thought I would have a speech problem. I spoken clearly all of my life, and now I'm speaking clearly again. But in the beginning, again, I believe it was because I had too many teeth. I wanted those teeth so badly, and I wanted this to work, and I was going to make it work no matter what. I was going to work on this. But in the beginning, I didn't sound like me. And I even would ask my daughter or my husband, I would say things like, can you hear how I sound? And they actually sometimes would even giggle. But again, once I got used to having the appliance in my mouth, it became very natural. Everything started to work together. The lisp went away. I started talking more like me, and my tongue wasn't so awkward. I basically think it was my tongue causing the problem, not the teeth. And after 3 years, not gonna lie, it's all positive. But was it always positive? No, there were the down times too. It's just that after 3 years, they really fade into the distant past because it is really a positive experience. I remember when I first went into Nuvia, they welcomed me in, of course, and they did all of the x-rays, and I was getting ready to hear the cost, and I went into this little room, and I was ready for the consultation, the one that I knew they were gonna say, you know, everything's fine. I was all pumped up, ready to go, and then they said, but wait a minute, we need to check and we need to make sure that you're okay to have this with bone loss. And, you know, after it has to be right. You've got to have bone in order to do this. And I remember right then feeling like, oh no, as bad as my teeth have been all my life, I certainly have too much bone loss. This is not going to work either. The disappointment that I felt that I brought on myself, because they never did say I had too much bone loss, but the agony that I went through just thinking that I was going to have too much bone loss to get this beautiful thing, it was very difficult to sit there and wait. And I remember after they took a look and came back in and said, you're fine. It was like, oh. Then I knew I had to do it. It didn't have anything to do at that point with the cost of getting these done, what pain there I could have imagined or not imagined. It didn't have anything to do with the procedure. It was just that I got over that final hurdle of, you've got one thing going for you, and that is that even after all these years, you still don't have enough bone loss to prevent this from happening. It isn't just getting one more tooth repaired, one more infection taken care of. It isn't just skating by saying, okay, I'm good for a while. This is a complete investment, but the investment that it is in your overall health and in your overall quality of life, that's what dental implants are. It isn't just a shot. At one time, I'm going to make myself feel better and I can go on for maybe another year. This is an investment that I know I will never have to worry about oral health again in my life. And believe me, whatever life that is, if it's 10 years, 20 years, hopefully, maybe even 30, I'm never going to have to worry. I'm never going to have to worry about going back in. Because this was a success and this is a forever procedure that I know I can depend on. Working with the Nuvia staff was one of the very first experiences I've had in any medical office where I knew that I would be good, safe, taken care of by this group of people. And what I believed in before I ever had this procedure done was I believed in that staff, and I knew they were all there for the same end goal, and that was for my betterment. I really don't believe that they were there just to sell this product and get the next person in. Everyone there made me feel better. Yeah, I do remember their names because they meant that much to me. As I think about my life now with my teeth and the way that they look and how absolutely thrilled I am, I wish more than anything I could have felt this way as a younger me. I wish that my childhood school photos or my wedding photos or my photos with my children could have shown a real smile. I wish that I would not have had to think, oh, wow, shut your mouth because you don't want that to show in the photo. So I never did have a true smile. I was always very pensive looking. I never looked really happy. But now I can truly speak to the miracle. The absolute miracle of walking in an office, feeling good with the staff that is welcoming me, feeling so comfortable. And sure, it's a little scary to know you're going to go in, you're going to have all the teeth that you have left taken away after you've fought so hard to keep them all your life. Now here you go into an office, you're going to have all of these teeth removed. But before you leave that office, you're looking in the mirror and you're saying, oh my gosh, it's an absolute miracle. I look like a different person. Since this journey, I have lost a lot of weight. I no longer feel like I have to dye my hair, that I have to be somebody other than I am because I'm constantly covering my mouth. I wanted people to look at something else. The highlights in my hair, the size of my body. I constantly was trying to impress people with being social, whether that being an extra glass of wine or an extra joke or perhaps going out to eat too much. I didn't feel comfortable within myself. And once I got these teeth, I felt like I was free, that I could be me. So I've let my hair become natural. I've allowed myself to get better physically fit. I like who I am now. And a big part of it is because I can smile. I know that there's a lot of trepidation. There are so many unknowns when you go in to have something this major done. You're looking at everything from the cost to will it work for me? Will I be able to get used to this? Am I even a good candidate for this? But I'm telling you that you are a good candidate to go in right now and see if this will work for you. And believe me, you truly do deserve this. You deserve to feel the way that I feel after a lifetime of really poor self-image. You deserve to, at any age, you deserve to have a good self-image. And honestly, that's as important as a good medical feeling, as a good health feeling that these teeth is going to bring you. The added bonus of how it's going to make you feel about your personal self, there's no way that I can ever tell you how good that is. To hear more stories, please take a look right here. There's many more where this one came from. I'm so happy. I got chills when I just said that. I personally got chills because I meant what I just said. I don't want people to think that I'm just here selling this product. I really want people to know that this is a really good thing to do, to invest in. I wish I could advertise. I wish I could be that person, but I will never be able to be that person because I have to believe in what I'm selling. And I wouldn't be here 3 years later if I didn't believe in what I experienced at Nuvia. And that is the truth. I haven't had a toothache for 3 years. Oh, I love this. I'm camera shy. This is a woman who's never wanted her picture taken. Yeah. I stood in the background all the time. Yeah. Always. Download the free cost guide by clicking the link below.